This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun.
You said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me any
Sean
of this.
I'm Sean Connery.
Nobody's going to get this, but go ahead. Keep asking it.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We thank you for listening. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Ed hails from Nashua, New Hampshire.
Nashua, New Hampshire.
That's the old stomping ground, right?
The old stomping ground, that's right.
JJ, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Where the world's largest sassafras tree is.
Right.
Largest sassafras tree in the world.
Really?
Is in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Yeah, on Frederica Street, about a block down from where I went to high school.
Does that draw crowds from around the world? I mean, do Europeans and the Orientals, do they flock?
Only during the eclipse that are out there on the lawn. And kind of a twofer. You get to see the tree and see something that only comes around every 99 years.
Now, sassafras, they make a tea out of that something?
From the roots.
So from the roots.
You don't want to be digging up roots of a 100-year-old tree.
Tell me.
How else am I supposed to get
elms and oaks can't do that.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, only sassafras can. And the sassafras family, they hail from Owensboro, too, don't they?
Yeah, there's been a lot of suffering regarding those folks.
The sassafras.
I don't know why I started laughing. You were talking about suffering. I assumed there was a punchline somewhere.
Sassafras are kind of like gypsies. They really are, in a way. And I'm not saying that in a negative way.
About gypsies or the sassafras family. Either one.
Sassafras thieves. Man, all of a sudden I'm hearing Cher in my head.
All right, before we get into
Tramps.
Trivia Friday, we do.
I like that.
What was that?
That was funny.
Sassafras, thieves, tramps.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. Cher.
I remember I used to go to the roller rink and
hear that
go
song?
Round and round to Cher singing Gypsies,
tramps,
and thieves. All right, now, before we go, before we have Trivia Friday, which we're going to have a lot of fun today. We do want to remember our friends. A lot of people have family in the areas that's going to be hit by the hurricane. Is it tonight and tomorrow?
1 a.m. Harvey bearing down on Texas. This is the worst storm in 12 years. 100-mile-an-hour winds. Tornadoes possibly spinning off of it. Flood surge from 6 to 9 feet. So flooding is going to be the big concern.
Also the rain.
There. Yeah, a lot of rain, a lot of flooding.
They're saying 30 inches some places. That's beyond biblical, almost.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Two things. Pray for the folks in that area.
Yes,
and then it makes me appreciate ministries like 8 Days of Hope.
Yeah,
Steve
Tiber.
Well,
Steve just texted me a while ago and said, we're going to be ready to go early next week. And I said, well, let us know. We'll go on the air.
That's right. He said that they're going to be there for the long haul. They expect to be there for a month.
Now, we have a few different stations there.
Sure do.
In the path, Victoria, Corpus Christi. We've got one in Conroe, Texas, up in Houston. I don't think that's is that in the cone?
I don't know if that's going to be where the direct hit is, but a lot of concern for folks there in Texas, and we're praying for you.
All right, Walker, we're going to be on Facebook today, Facebook Live.
That's right. You can go there and watch the show. And you can attempt to answer all the questions if you'd like in the comment section.
So check us out. You can watch the show today on Facebook Live for today's issues and comment on the program there as well. And so Walker's going to keep that active.
That's right.
Okay, here's how we do this, folks. It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University. University.
Learning University is on the air. And we are going to ask three questions each. The three professors here are going to ask.
That'll make nine total.
Ed gets that right every week. It's amazing. It's amazing.
That's
that
why
right.
He's tenured. That's right there, folks.
That's right. Your tax dollars at work.
So we're going to ask three questions each, and we're going to open up the phone lines, and you can call in and answer or ask us a trivia question, and we would prefer that you do both, answer and ask. Now, the phone number to reach us here on today's issues is 888-589-8840. The way to play trivia, to ask or answer, and I'm just going to be honest with you, the lines are always full, so don't get discouraged. Don't be dismayed.
Patience is a virtue, and yeah. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yes. Right. So call in, give 110%, and we'll see how you do. 888.
Reach for the stars, too, people.
888-589-8840. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net. No, it's just comments@afr. I don't know why I said .net. Now, one of these questions that we're going to ask, if you call in and answer it correctly, we will hear this sound. Oh, the beloved cowbell will ring. We'll all, that's music to the ears of a lot of...
Two out of the three of us.
Yeah. This, of Mississippi State fans. But anyway, the cowbell will ring, and you will hear, and you will win a travel mug provided free to you by American Family Radio. So we'll send you an AFR travel mug if you answer the mystery question.
It's a mystery question, but not a mystery gift. You right. will get that... That travel Sterling mug. Silver travel
I'm holding
mug
up right now,
which if you
it's behind curtain number two.
If you put it on a chain and put it around your neck, it will draw the poisons and toxins out of your body.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
That's right.
You sure it won't put them in there?
No, no.
Okay,
this,
even though it's stainless steel,
and it will make you sleep better at night. So you just go ahead. If you get that, tie that around your neck. Guys,
the health benefits from having a travel mug are
endless.
Endless. All right, what do you have there, Professor Battagliano?
Well, thank you, Dean Wildman. Here are my three questions. Obviously, I've been on a rifleman kick, so here's a rifleman question. What was the name of the marshal on the TV Western, The Rifleman? Second question, Bible question. Who requested the beheading of John the Baptist? And a third question, what makes Mexican jumping beans jump? And they do jump. I've seen them. Yes, I know you're shocked.
Well,
I have. I've
okay.
seen Mexican jumping beans.
I always
beans.
Thought that was like a fable.
Nope. No, you're thinking of Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, I
the
am.
Magic,
you're right, I am.
The magic jumping
right.
beans.
I brought some home on several different occasions from traveling. For a souvenir for my girls.
Yeah.
And, man, they just loved watching those things twitch and and move and jump around.
Mexican jumping beans.
Yeah, you can still buy them.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've
Legally.
Got. First question, who did Lionel Richie sing a duet with on the 1981 number one smash hit, Endless Love? Lionel Richie teamed up with someone to sing Endless Love. Who?
My. Endless Love. I know it.
I don't.
81's the year I graduated from high school. I remember that song.
Oh,
on the radio.
That song was, yeah, you were hearing that when you were going around
I'm
the road.
Sorry, I still have
I got
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves stuck in my head.
Hey, see if I got it right. I'm just curious.
Okay. You're exactly right.
Wow.
You know it. Yeah. All right, here's the second question. What is the process? See if you're paying attention during science. What is the process called where a plant makes its food? What is the process called where a plant makes its food? Third question, true or false? One of the knights of the round table gained considerable weight, and the peasants started calling him Circumference. I just made that up. I'm just having fun. Here's the real one. That was just wrong of those peasants to do that. Circumference.
That was great.
No, here's the real one.
Did you make that up?
No, I saw it somewhere. But I just threw that in as a bogus one. Here's the real one. New York City's Wall Street was so named because a wall was built there for defense from attack. Is that true?
I'll tell you
false.
One thing, Mexico's going to pay for it.
That's the second part of the thing, and did Mexico pay for it? So New York City's Wall Street was named because a wall was built there for defense from attack. Is that true or false?
All right, here are my three questions. In medieval legend, I said, ladies and gentlemen, in medieval legend.
You had circumference.
What name? Circumference led the charge. To the buffet.
Can I? No, I'm trying.
You're going to eat the rest of that?
My goal, you can eat
except for you. No soup for you. Get out of here, circumference.
You know, my goal, guys, every Friday is to keep this show, you know, on a serious sort of, you know, intelligent plane.
Academia plane,
whatever you want to call it. I try to keep it there. And what you guys are doing over there is not helpful.
It's just not right.
It's not helpful. No. Yeah. I just say that.
Chasing rabbits.
Yeah.
Okay, in medieval legend, what name was given to the cup from which Jesus drank from at the Last Supper? Most people know this, but still, it's a good question. In medieval legend, what name was given to the cup from which Jesus drank from at the Last Supper? Now, what does Zip in zip code stand for?
I know the doodah.
Yeah.
But the zip always throws me off.
That was funny right
Gypsies,
there, JJ.
Gypsies, tramps, and well, I mean, who admits to having that song on their iPod? I mean, really.
Is this still your ringtone?
Right. Here's my third and final question. What food is hummus made from? What food is hummus made from? All right, let's go to the phones.
Okay, we go first to Tennessee, and Daniel is on the line. Daniel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you doing?
Daniel, what's up, my friend?
Not too much.
What part of Tennessee?
The Memphis area.
Oh, yeah. Good area. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or
well,
do
both? Well, some of Memphis is a good area.
Yeah.
Both.
Daniel would agree with me.
Okay. Well, there are dangerous parts in any big city.
Yeah, go ahead and PC it, Ed.
Yeah.
I guess the question we want to know, Daniel, are you packing since you live in Memphis?
All right, let's move on. Daniel, what do you
started it. Now you want to move on.
What do you got? What do you got for us, Daniel? Ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both, please.
What question would you like to try to answer, Daniel?
Well, I think I'll go with Ed's Bible question.
All right. Well, who requested the beheading of John the Baptist?
I believe that was Herodias.
Was that Herodias? Yeah,
Herodias was the wife of Herod, who eventually killed him. And let me just press it. I'll probably give you the credit for it. But who did Herodias instruct to ask for her daughter? Her daughter, who's not actually named in the Bible, but historical sources say
her
name was Salome. We're going to give it to Daniel.
The daughter of
Herodias. Because John the Baptist told Herod he could not have his brother's wife, Herodias, and you don't want to make a woman mad? Because she got revenge on John the Baptist.
Well, and when she was dancing for him, he was so pleased, he said, up to half my kingdom.
Right.
Whatever you request, I will give you up to half my kingdom.
And also he was drunk, so that is reason 38.
Another reason why
you wind up giving half your kingdom away if you've got one, and also sometimes people lose their heads. So, all right, so that's a little morality tale there. You know,
yeah,
so
it's kind of morbid.
Really went over well.
Daniel, what's your question for us?
Okay. It's kind of a Bible question / history question. What modern day country was the ancient Babylon? What modern day country was the ancient city of Babylon in?
Well, it would be Iraq.
Right? Iraq.
Yeah, you got Baghdad that has the Tigris River running through it. A lot of biblical stuff right there.
Mm-hmm. So,
Iraq, Daniel.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
And we clap for ourselves.
Yeah, clap for
show.
Ourselves.
Way to start us out, Daniel. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Daniel, brother. And you take care there in the Memphis area. I want to make sure I don't get a call from the mayor's office there.
Yeah, if he's listening. He or she might be a she.
You're right. No, there's downtown Memphis is really nice. We go there a lot. JJ,
go to the zoo. Is that considered downtown? Well,
it's sort of downtown, but downtown the Beale Street.
And, Mud
FedEx
Island.
And the place where the Red Birch play and down there by Mud Island. Really
to reinforce what you're saying, not to belabor this, but I was in Pennsylvania and a fellow was telling me he's got kinfolk here where our flagship station is located. He came for a visit. He landed in Memphis and he rented a car and he just started wandering through Memphis, got turned around, and he said, boy, I didn't know anything about Memphis. He said, a police officer came up to me and said, you're not from here, are you? He said, no, why? He said, you're in a very, very dangerous part of town. You need to get out of this area immediately. Follow me,
really?
and I'll lead you out of this neighborhood. Mm. So if a police officer is telling a tourist that, then we're not just bashing
And as
Memphis.
As Ed says, there are bad parts of every town, almost. All right.
Well, listen, I live in a small town called Pontotoc.
Right.
There are parts of Pontotoc you don't want to go after
night. Right. Is that
after,
right?
After when the sun goes down.
The sun goes down.
Man, I'll tell you, it's dangerous.
Sun goes down. Back to the phones.
I'm making that up.
When the sun
all
goes
right,
down.
We go to Virginia. Tom is on the – you got a song for everything, don't
you? Yeah, I guess we said all that to say, I've got you, babe. We'll just kind of end it right there.
That was with Sonny, not just Cher. Right.
Yes.
There. That was
all right,
Sonny. And
Tom.
Sonny and Cher.
Tom is waiting patiently in Virginia somewhere. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
All right. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Tom?
Both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
The one about the process for plants.
Tom, what is the process called where a plant makes its food?
It makes chlorophyll using photosynthesis.
That's exactly right. Photosynthesis is what I was looking for.
You can also do this through metamorphosis, true?
I think that's the butterfly.
That's the caterpillar.
You're getting your heavy metal bands mixed up. Photosynthesis used to open for metamorphosis.
Yes. That's right. And then Sonny and Cher came on the scene. People forgot about those bands.
Absolutely.
That's right.
They started thinking about gypsies and sassafrases. Hey, Tom, what's your question for us?
Well, it's easy. What was the name of the first steam locomotive in 1803 in Wales? It was used to haul slate from the slate mine.
You said that was easy?
I told you where it was. It's easy.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Hold on a second. You're going to repeat that question one more time. That had a lot of words in it.
A locomotive in Wales?
The first steam locomotive that was used was in 1803 in Wales. And it was used to haul slate from the slate mines. And what was its name?
Okay, I'm going to take a shot here, guys.
I work 16.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves here,
Tom. He's giving us a lot of hints, like the something 1803 or whatever.
I'm going to take a shot here and say Bill. What do you guys think?
Bill?
Well,
I think you're taking it. That's not even worth a shot.
I will say this, because the historical, I don't remember the name of the train, but I remember the story, because getting that slate out of that slate mine, at one point, it had to go up a huge hill, and all of the peasants got together when they weren't mocking circumference. The night they were saying, "I think I can.
I think I can.
I think I can." And it really encouraged a little engine that could.
Tom, you said it's easy, and we don't know it, so I don't know. What is it?
Well, it was invented by a man named Richard Trevithick, and it was called the Penny Darren, PennyDarren.
The Penny Darren?
Is there a song tied to it? How would we know that? I know that ship that went out there. Was that ship out on the Great Lakes that we know that song because of the ship?
Edmund Fitzgerald. Yeah.
Edmund Fitzgerald.
So is there a song connected to that? Why is that easy?
Well, if you know the history of steam locomotives, I guess it's easy. But
yeah.
Trevithick invented the high-pressure steam boiler, and then he used it in that, and then he actually had a road locomotive he demonstrated in 1804 in London, so he drove it around a circular track in London in 1804.
I know Lionel Richie, they had a lot of trains, a lot of connection to trains.
He had a lot of endless love, too.
Well, you know, when I was a freshman in college, I majored in steam locomotives.
So you should have known that.
Well, when I was a junior, people said, what are you going to do with that degree? You know what I'm saying? So I had to switch.
Yeah, and you got out right before this question came up. Hey, thanks, Tom. Well, have a great weekend.
Yeah, sorry to derail your thoughts.
That's great.
That's so good, it's bad. Trivia Friday is the name of this program on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday it is. We also call this
Learning University.
In stereo, live.
That's right.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Let's take one more call before the break, Ed.
Why don't we? We're going to go to Kansas.
That's why we're here.
We're here. And Rachel is on the line, our first lady of the day. I've had all guys
Rachel.
So far. Rachel.
Rachel the lady.
Bring
lady.
The heat from Kansas.
Lady Rachel.
That's right. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Rachel?
Both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
The question about the Mexican jumping beans.
All right. What makes Mexican jumping beans jump?
There's moth larva inside the bean.
That is correct.
Wow.
Moth larva inside the bean.
Hold on just a minute now. There's these jumping beans.
They move.
Mexican
they move
jump,
and
they
twitch.
Move. Yes,
they
okay.
call them Mexican jumping.
So there's larva. There's actual small.
Right, moth larva. And when they move, the bean moves.
Okay. Well, who thought of this, I wonder?
God. I'm pretty sure that's the explanation.
Boy, I can't ask another question because Ed just trumped me. He just spiritually put the ace down.
You played the big rook. Way to go.
Yeah. I don't know what to, but and it's not worth it. That's all right.
I'm just
the Mexican. What are they? What's the purpose of these things? Just entertain people.
It's just back before video games.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was entertainment.
Yeah. People would say, I got beans that jumped. You believe me?
I got clackers.
I remember the clackers.
Do you remember the clackers?
Junior high school. They were banned because. Kids were using them, and then kids would put their finger in there, and they'd break their fingers.
And they're exploding.
Yeah.
Clackers were exploding?
Yeah, they were breaking. That's right. Yeah. They were crashing, and people were getting injury.
People.
Now that
was a narrow window. That was about a year or two window in the early 70s, wasn't it? Clackers?
Hey, we got good at it, and I really was a little upset that they banned that. Lawn darts? I saw that coming. Yeah.
Or you better see it coming.
How they thought they could get away with that. But we were drinking.
How'd you get hurt at a picnic?
We were drinking out of the hose, and we were riding on the edge of the pickup truck.
Yeah.
Everybody's sitting there. So lawn darts, nobody really thought there's any litigation going to come from that.
All right, Rachel, great job. What's your question for us?
Okay, it's kind of a two-part question. First part is, what was the first submarine ever made? And the second part is, what war was it used during?
Okay, you guys, I got this one. All right. You guys are going to think I'm making this up.
Okay, Rachel, don't say yay or nay.
Yeah, we're talking about yourself. I don't need a lifeline. I'm 100% sure of this. It was the Civil War.
Right.
Believe it or not, there was a submarine in the Civil War.
Yes, true. I know what you're saying.
And it was that dude was steel. I mean, it was all bolted together with steel. But I can't remember.
It was called
an ironclad.
Wasn't it off Charleston that it sunk?
It was off the
Charleston,
Southern
South Carolina
Confederate
wasn't
coast
that
somewhere.
True?
And they were all. They just said, "I don't
but
get
she wants
this."
To know the name
it's
of
only
it.
40 tons. Why would that thing sink? No, it actually came down the Mississippi, muddy Mississippi.
She wants to know the name of it.
Well, we got half of it. It's the it's the Civil War, but I don't remember the name of it.
Rachel. Santa Maria. Anyway.
it was called an ironclad, and I don't remember the name.
Yeah.
All right, what was the name, Rachel? We're about up to the break.
The first submarine was actually used during the Revolutionary War. It was called the Turtle. It was kind of an egg-shaped, single-person submersible that was powered by one person, and they could only stay underwater for about 30 minutes. And they were going to use it to attach explosives to British ships, but it never worked.
Wow.
And it was invented in 1775.
What was the name of it? What was the name of it?
The Turtle.
The Turtle.
I tell you what, who did they recruit for that job?
Right. I don't know if you could really technically call that a submarine if you can only stay under as long as you can hold your breath.
Well,
that's putting somebody in a pickle barrel and punching out a couple holes where they can swim.
All right. Thank you very
much, Rachel. Thank you so much.
I just wonder, they're sitting around going, who can we get to do this? I think Earl.
Take explosives and attach them to the thing, and if you get past 30 minutes.
Next time on Today's Issues, Jeremy Wiggins will be here with interesting news and other topics.
Having lots of friends who work fast food, they're clearing it from the screen so that it doesn't go against their window time, and they're relying now on memory to get your order right.
I have a number of
pet peeves, but here's my big one. A garbled speaker.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues.
I don't know what you're saying.
Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. I know the first time I ever went to Israel, you land there in Tel Aviv, you get off the plane, you get out on the bus, you start driving through the plains of Sharon outside of Tel Aviv, and you just pinch yourself and you just say, am I really here? Am I really in the Holy Land, the land of the Bible? Or was this just a fairy tale I read about as a child? No, it's a real place. The Bible is true historically and, as we know, spiritually. So if you want to join us on this trip to the place where you pinch yourself, we're going in March 8th through the 16th. All the information is available at the website twholyland.com. twholyland.com. If you want a free brochure sent to you in the mail, just call us at 800-FAMILIES. 800-FAMILIES, option 5.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Truett McConnell University.
So my name is Atara. I'm a senior and my major is psychology. I love Truett. Maybe a lot of other schools out there. You can go to bigger schools. You can go to schools that's way far away from home. But in the end, one of the things that I realized is that God called me here, and that's why Truett is the perfect place for me. And if God called you here, then it's the perfect place for you also.
Are you called? Visit truett.edu today.
Franklin Graham, one of the nation's most respected religious leaders, is defending a Washington State football coach who was punished for a post-game prayer. Coach Joe Kennedy had a post-game ritual of taking a knee at the 50-yard line and offering a brief silent prayer of thanksgiving. When he refused to stop, the school district punished the coach. The Ninth Circuit Court ruled the Bremerton School District was justified in suspending Coach Kennedy and ultimately not renewing his contract.
It's sad that this has happened, but it doesn't really surprise me.
The judges said public school coaches do not have a right to pray in public or do anything that would be perceived as prayer.
We've got judges out there who hate God and hate his standards and disrespect the people who follow God.
Graham was a guest on my nationally syndicated radio talk show. You can listen to the full interview at toddstearns.com.
Brian Fisher here. Constitutional expert Nancy Pelosi shows us why the Democrats shouldn't be in charge of anything. An Ohio State Supreme Court judge is done watching the Cleveland Browns and tells us exactly why. And Howard Dean says the more Obama talks, the more he helps Donald Trump. That and more today on Focal Point at 105 Central.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour, a three-hour tour. The weather started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of a fearless crew, the middle would be lost. The middle would be lost. The ship set ground on the shore of
oh, the man. Good song right there.
Yeah. Good song, lousy show.
Yeah.
Lousy Tommy. Thanks a lot, Brent. Playing out with Harvey bearing down on Texas.
Oh.
The weather got rough.
Yeah, well, that was my choice. I just thought we needed a classic from the past. And
shame nobody knew it and was not able to sing along.
No. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday it is. We also call this
Learning University.
We're about to repeat our trivia questions that have heretofore.
Oh.
Ooh.
34 minutes in.
34 minutes in. Heretofore is used. The word heretofore is an English word.
Yes.
Heretofore. That have heretofore gone unanswered. And then we're going to go back to the phone lines. You can call and answer and or ask any of our trivia questions. You can ask us a trivia question.
What's
well
the phone number if they wanted to call in?
Well, if they wanted to call in, they would need a phone number.
Yeah.
You're correct, sir. We don't take mental to left that thing.
Yeah, that thing.
Where you broadcast through your
brain. I know
brain.
What you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Are you with me? Are you? Are
I
we
was
tracking?
Using mental telepathy.
That's a word I'm looking for. Telepathy.
Yeah.
Telepathy. All right, the phone number here to reach us is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. You're listening to American Family Radio. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net if you'd like to. comments@afr.net. We are live video streaming at Facebook for today's issues. We're live video streaming the show, so you can go there and join in the fun by commenting on the questions and answers we're giving today. Go ahead and repeat your questions, Ed.
All right, I got one left. I'll have to add two. What was the name of the marshal on the TV Western The Rifleman? Second question, what is the mascot for the snack food Cheetos? One of the world's great snack foods, Cheetos. What's the mascot for that snack food? And then third question, most have heard of the cartoon Alvin and the Chipmunks. What are the names of Alvin's two brothers?
Alvin had two brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I've got. Who did Lionel Richie sing a duet with on the 1981 number one smash hit, Endless Love?
There's only you in my life.
Oh, it was Tim, apparently.
That's right.
Why do you shake your body when you do that?
Every great singer shakes when they sing. Have you never seen that?
You've never seen Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley.
Hey, that's number one.
What was the guy's name? What was the guy's name who really?
Jimmy Swaggart's cousin?
No, I don't know. Yeah, he did. Anyway, I'll think of him in a minute. Joe Cocker. Remember him?
I do.
Sure do.
Yeah.
So who did Lionel Richie team up with for that 1981 number one smash hit, Endless Love? Second question, New York City's Wall Street was named because a wall was built there for defense from attack. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one, who played Vinnie Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Kotter?
Little
sweat hog trivia there.
All right, here are my three questions, none of which have been answered since I originally delivered them to you, the listening audience, the student body, over half an hour ago. In medieval legend, as opposed to just evil legend, in medieval legend, what name was given to the cup from which Jesus drank from at the Last Supper? Number two, what does ZIP in zip code stand for? What does ZIP in zip code stand for? And finally, what food is hummus made from? Let's go back to the phones, Professor Ed.
That is a great idea. I love it. We go to Wisconsin. Eric is on the line. Eric, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How you doing, Eric?
Good.
All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I'll do the medieval question.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Let's see. The question is, in medieval legend, what name was given to the cup from which Jesus drank from at the Last Supper?
Was it a chalice?
Well, it was, but that wasn't the common name.
That's
not the name of it. A chalice would be but I mean, it's, do you know what I'm talking about now, Eric?
Not really.
Okay, but
you're in the ballpark.
Yeah, that's a good guess, but there's a specific name I'm looking for. But anyway, Eric, where are you listening to us in Wisconsin, by the way?
I'm listening on
88.5. Okay. Do you know where it is, where the station is?
I think it's coming out from, Dubuque, Iowa.
Okay. Yep. Well, wonderful. Well, do you have a question for us, Brother Eric?
The question I got is a Bible question versus
Okay, go ahead.
What was the three wise men, what did they have for Jesus' presence?
Did they have for Jesus' presence?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, gold. One of them brought Mexican jumping beans. I remember that.
And that was a different version of the Bible.
It's a different Bible. Version. That's the message?
The message. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, Eric.
Yep, that's right.
Go frankincense and myrrh.
Way to go, JJ.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it, brother. You have a great day there in beautiful Wisconsin. It's man, it'd be wonderful this time of year.
I'm sure.
In that part of the country. You're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
All right. We go to Louisiana. Keith is on the line. Keith, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. How's all the professor doing on this great TGIF?
Hey, Ed. Keith, brother. We're doing great, man. Thanks for calling. How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
What part of the Sportsman's Paradise State do you live in?
In Natchitoches.
All right. Well, listen, brother, thanks for calling. You ask or answer or both?
I'm going to try to do both. I'm going to try to answer the question, the true or false question about the Wall Street, so I have a 50-50 chance of getting it right.
There you go, Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Play the averages.
A little hard to spell the name of your town. Some people struggle pronouncing it. And I heard a cute story about an older couple. They were traveling across the country, and they got to your town, pulled up in a McDonald's, and they said, hey, we're having some discussion about how you actually pronounce this. They said, will you say where we are very slowly? And the guy behind the counter said, McDonald's.
That's right.
Hey, here's what I've got. True or false? New York City's Wall Street.
New York City?
was so named because a wall was built there for defense from attack. Keith, is that true or false?
I believe that's false.
It is 100% true.
True.
Here's the deal.
Wow.
The Dutch, they erected the wall on the southern tip of Manhattan Island by Dutch settlers in the 17th century, and because they built that wall right in there, they called it Wall Street.
No kidding.
Yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah. I just found that out today, and I thought, there's no way that's true, but it is.
It is true.
Yeah, it sounds false. But, hey, you had, like you say, you had a 50-50 shot.
Yeah. And
yes, sir.
Yeah, but you went to the 50 didn't go right for you there, Keith. But you gave it a shot. You gave it a guess.
Which is why you should not be a betting man. Reason number 15 why you, Keith, personally, should not be a betting man.
All right, Keith, fire away. What do you got for us? Bring it.
There's an expression, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
Uh-huh.
How did that come to be?
People think it's the stream that gets overflows its banks, but it's actually the Creek Indians. It's tied to them.
Is that correct, Keith? The Creek Indians. Yes, now, where are the Creek Indians, what part of the country were they in?
I'm not sure, but I would think maybe toward Washington, D.C. somewhere.
Okay.
Wikipedia says Benjamin Hawkins was asked by the president at the time in the late 18th century to return back to Washington, D.C., and he was said to have written, God willing and the creek don't rise.
What was his name? Benjamin who?
Hawkins.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Brother Keith. Great question and a good history there for us. Appreciate it. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Lord willing and the creek don't rise.
And Benjamin Hawkins, little known fact, he actually invented the sleep number bed. But he was so far ahead of his time, it just fizzled.
Sleep number bed, yeah. Benjamin Hawkins did?
Benjamin Hawkins, and it was not well received.
Right.
Just, if you can get ahead of your time, like the
exactly.
Studebaker had a car.
Yeah.
That you couldn't tell if it was coming or going. It was real sleek.
Right.
The Avanti, same thing. Nobody bought it because they said, man, that thing looks like it was dropped out of a UFO.
It also had a Bluetooth, looks like something from the Jetsons. Had a Bluetooth connection.
It had a Bluetooth connection.
Ahead of its time. And so.
Internet. They said, when the internet's invented, this is going to be. And they said, well, the what?
Right.
They said, yeah. Nobody wanted it.
That was about the same time the creek rose, wasn't it?
Well.
They rose up.
And that's another reason why the Studebaker didn't make it.
Yeah.
Studebaker and the creek. A lot of people don't know what they had in common. About that same time.
Hawkins, Mr. Hawkins.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones.
Hey, let's do that. We go to Arkansas. Jacob is on the line. Jacob, welcome to Trivia Friday. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello?
Yes, the singingest show you'll ever be on, Jacob. Welcome to Trivia Friday. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I just like to answer the rifleman question.
All right, here it is. Let me repeat it for those who are just tuning in. What was the name of the marshal on the TV Western, The Rifleman?
Micah Torrance?
It was Micah Torrance. That's right.
Wow. It was not.
It was Micah Torrance.
Micah Torrance was the name of the...
Micah. That's Micah. Right.
Was the name of who?
Of the marshal. On the TV Western, The Rifleman. And I'm not sure I ever saw Micah actually shoot anybody. He let Lucas McCain do all his dirty work for him.
Yeah.
He's always shooting the bad guys. Then Micah shows up and says, oh, I hope this was in self-defense. Let's go get a steak.
You never saw Micah, right? Micah who?
Micah Torrance.
You never saw Micah Torrance and Dick Clark at the same time.
Did you?
Never.
No, that never. Is true.
Never.
Did you notice that?
Never noticed that.
That was pointed out to me recently. I was having a conversation at dinner with my wife. And we got into that genre of television programs, and that was pointed out to me. But
sounds like an exciting
evening. You know, it's just not something you think about every day, is it?
No, I certainly don't.
All right.
Jacob, what's your question for us?
I don't have one.
Okay. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Hey, you too.
All right. That was Jacob from Arkansas.
Hey, you know, Tim singing, breaking into song. One of our children, I don't remember which one now, but she sang everything she was doing. And she, I'm sitting on the couch. I'm walking to the refrigerator, and I thought, I'm trapped in a musical. Because, a musical, they're riding along on horses, or they're working on the bars, and you got grown men.
Yeah.
And then they break into song, and you're like, okay, we're allowing it to happen here on TV.
Right.
But out in real life, they arrest those guys.
Yeah.
They do what they're doing. They break into song.
The movie Elf, you remember?
Yes.
I'm singing.
Same kind of thing.
With my father. I love you.
All right. Trivia Friday on AFR. We go back to the phones.
Yes, we do. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go.
And we go to Oklahoma. Linda is on the line.
Speaking of musicals, JJ, that
worked
out good, didn't it?
Where nice the wind segue. Comes sweeping from the top. The sweeping from the
words.
Planes. All right, Linda, we embarrass ourselves. Welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning, you guys. You crack me up every Friday.
Thank you, Linda.
Got to have a little fun, don't you, Linda?
Yep. Especially on a Friday.
Amen, sister.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
But the fact that we can bring knowledge and learning
at the same time.
With the entertainment.
Is a powerful combo. You know, it's kind of like going to McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King, ordering a powerful combo.
We biggie size it on this show.
Sort of like that.
That's right.
Comedy, that is a great metaphor.
Comedy and knowledge.
Yeah, knowledge.
Would you like to biggie size your IQ?
Yeah.
Tune into the show.
There you go, Ed.
All right.
Well.
Okay, how's that for self-promotion, Linda?
Yeah,
you want to ask, answer, or do both?
You're a major leaguer.
I can answer. Actually, I can answer two. I was going to answer one, but then another one was asked that I have an answer to.
Well, answer one. Stretch yourself there and answer the one you is going to be the most challenging to your... To yourself.
It was the hummus question.
Okay, let me ask it again for those who are just tuning in, and you can answer it. What food is hummus made from?
Chickpeas.
Nice.
The chickpeas.
You mean it's not refried beans? Because I wrote
chickpeas,
down the wrong answer.
The chickpeas was the name.
Do you know what else chickpeas are called?
What?
I like to say this. I just like to say it because it sounds Italian.
You know it.
They're called garbanzo beans.
Garbanzo beans.
I had a good friend in high school. His name was Garbanzo.
So if you had a jumping contest between garbanzo beans and Mexican beans, who wins right there?
Well, I don't think the garbanzo beans do anything. They just sit there.
No, but I tell you, people are missing a good opportunity. Two different names there if you want to start your band up.
The garbanzo beans
are the chickpeas.
Yeah.
I'd go see that concert. Chickpeas.
Well, there's a girl's country band, wasn't it, called
that? Yeah, the chickpeas. No, the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yeah. That's
what
right.
food is hummus made from? Chickpeas are beat down and mashed together and
pulverized,
pulverized, and they
whipped.
become hummus.
I like hummus. I like
hummus
me
too.
Very much.
I like hummus,
especially with the roasted red pepper on it. It's really great.
You can make people hungry this close to lunch. Linda, what's your question for us?
Oh, I didn't have a question.
Okay, have a great weekend.
You too. God bless you.
All right, thank you, Linda. Appreciate that.
Chickpeas are big, and hummus is big in the Middle East. You know,
yes, the first place I ever ate it was in the Middle East.
But where do they? Where do they grow? I guess they grow them over there for the most part in the Middle East. They grow. I mean, are there any chickpea farms in the U.S. that y'all are aware of?
I'm sure people grow it because hummus is very
popular in the U.S. You know, so forth.
I don't know.
You know, I've never. You know, you
never
about,
driven
you,
by a field.
You hear about dairy farms or raspberry, soybeans, strawberry fields, but they just don't chickpea farms. They're just not.
I got soybeans. I got corn. I got cotton. And I got me a few acres of chickpeas, but I got it on the back 40 because I'm a little bit embarrassed about people asking me about what I'm growing.
Chickpea farming just is not.
They don't see a sign that says it's chickpea country.
Stop here.
Pick your own.
King chickpeas. like King Cotton, you know?
Yeah.
King
chickpeas. I was following. I was tracking with you.
All right. All right, let's repeat our questions have heretofore gone unanswered.
Oh, there it is.
I've had all three of mine
bring it.
Answered. So here, what is the mascot for the snack food Cheetos? What's the name of the mascot?
They had tryouts for that.
They did.
Yeah, they did. And this particular one won.
Won. That's right. Was discovered at a diner.
Got rich off of it, too.
Second question. Most have heard of the cartoon Alvin and the Chipmunks. What are the names of Alvin's two brothers? And here's a, because I like these group questions. What is a group of stingrays called? Now, you may say, who cares? And I understand, but wait till you hear the answer to this. Tim, you especially are going to like
care.
It. A club of Corvettes. It's a club.
Yeah, a club of Corvettes and a blank of stingrays, right?
Right.
A blank of stingrays.
You look out the back, your back window, and you see a bunch of stingrays back there. And you
right,
say to your wife,
right.
Come over here and look at this blank of stingrays.
Thank you, Ed. We haven't gone to the backyard well in a while. But it's about time.
We made up for it.
We forgot
for
about the backyard through the window, metaphor of life.
That's right. That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. I can't believe this one's still on the table. First question, who did Lionel Richie sing a duet with on the 1981 number one smash hit, Endless Love?
In your eyes.
See, if I could do a good Casey Kasem, you know, that would be good to give that question in that voice. Second question.
Now this week, topic number one.
Hey, that's close.
Lionel Richie.
Don't say it.
And who?
Here's the second question. Who played Vinnie Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Kotter?
Vinnie Barbarino. I love that character.
Yeah, Vinnie Barbarino. And then I'm going to add one. What flavor soft drink did Roy Allen and Frank Wright begin selling in 1919? And it's a household name.
Frank Lloyd Wright?
No, Roy Allen and Frank Wright. What flavor soft drink did they start selling in 1919?
Does it have to do with that Saskatchewan tree from Owensboro?
Saskatchewan. The Sasquatch.
The Sasquatch tree there in your hometown?
I saw a Sasquatch tree.
If we have time, remind me. Yeah, JJ, and I'll tell you a little funny story about that in a minute.
Sasquatch. Oh, my word.
Well, should we tell them right now real quick?
Going, I don't have a few minutes.
Please be patient for just a minute. This, I think, will be worth your time. JJ, his family and my family, we went for 3 or 4 years.
Canoeing.
We went canoeing every summer together.
In Tennessee.
In Tennessee, about an hour and a half from where we live here in Tupelo, the Buffalo River in Tennessee. Right. We'd go canoeing every summer and on a Saturday. And so when you get to the place, you got to get in the old rickety school bus.
An old tired school bus and go meander to where you put in the canoes.
Right. So we went up there. On the way there, we got to talking about something.
Let me grab this part.
Go ahead, JJ.
Tim starts talking like he does and goes off with this crazy nonsense on these questions, a little known fact, or I took this course in school. And he started saying, because we're going down trails, and, man, it's thick right. woods. Tim said a couple years ago,
There's a fella sitting behind me with
yes.
with his daughter.
He said, I spotted
Sasquatch.
I spotted Bigfoot right over that big moss-covered rock behind those trees. And he said, and I saw him with my own eyes. And that guy said, no, you did not. He said, I'd have heard about it. I've lived around here for 50 years.
And, yeah, he jumped on me, man.
Tim started getting more out of it. And the guy started saying, did not happen.
I said, yes, it was. It was on the news. You know, mister, I mean, you – first of all, you're butting into something that's none of your business. I'm up here talking about Bigfoot with my children, and you're interfering in a parent-child relationship here.
Personal experience I had, guys said, I hang out down the general
right.
store.
He said he was from the area.
I know
and
people.
There, Bigfoot was not from around. It was not around there.
He said, I know people have seen it, but they hadn't seen it around here. I'd been the first to know.
Right. And JJ's back there crying, you know, and I'm. That fella, he jumped in there. I mean, he thought, I'm not gonna let this go. You know, I'm proud of this area I'm from, and he's gonna hurt tourism.
And when you got on the Buffalo River, he kept trying to come and knock you over.
He's gonna that man's gonna hurt tourism, telling people, you know, Bigfoot's around here.
You might have would have had to been there, but it was hysterical. Yeah, the more Tim started getting confident, you know, if I saw him with my own eyes, I was this far away. Guy said, nope. It did not happen.
But then
he wanted to ask questions. Well, did it? Which way did it go? And everything. Cause I'm gonna get my coon dog. Me and my friends are gonna go out here looking tonight.
I've been to the Buffalo River canoe, and I was just never invited to go with you guys.
Well, they were short on canoes that summer.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Sure, would have loved to have seen Bigfoot too with you, Tim. But
well, it's just it's one of those things.
this guy's probably still. Denying it.
He remembers that day.
Yes, he does.
That fella does. He knows who he is.
If he's a listener. If he's a listener, he knows
he
was
knows who he is.
Taken
he
to
was
the cleaners.
Cranked.
Trying to tell me big. I didn't know what I was talking about on Bigfoot. Whether there's smoke, there's fire. That's all I got to say.
And a rolling stone gathered.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
All right, we go to Virginia, and AC is on the line, but apparently DC is not, so just AC. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jake.
You never heard that before, have you?
Mm. Well, my real name's Alvin, so there's one question I can
Okay. There you go.
You want to answer the Chip Alvin and the Chipmunks one, or?
No, I wanted to answer the Circumfort one.
You better be careful with this. We live in a very politically correct age.
Absolutely. No, the
Circumfort.
No, that's a classic.
That was hysterical.
At the last minute, was it a Holy Grail?
The question is, in medieval legend, what name was given to the cup from which Jesus drank at the Last Supper? The correct answer is the Holy Grail.
Nicely done, Alvin.
The Holy Grail. And what movie was about that search for that? Do you remember, AC?
What movie?
Yeah, it was a famous movie back in the 80s about this. It was a fiction, but it was...
Yeah.
It was Indiana Jones.
The Holy Grail.
Indiana Jones.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It was a different one.
Last Crusade.
Last Crusade. Oh, okay. He was in search of the Holy Grail.
With Sean Connery.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
I liked it.
That was a fun movie.
My favorite of
them. You got it right. It was the Holy Grail was what's from the medieval legend.
Do you have a question for us, AC?
I do, and in the spirit of the...
listen, AC.
Yeah, hold on, AC.
We're going to have to take a break for 5 minutes. Can you hang on before you ask your question?
Yeah, I can do that.
Thanks, AC, because help is on its way.
We're going to put you on hold.
I'll be there as fast as I can. All right.
Half-breed. I grew up half-Italian, half-Greek, so that was one of my favorite Cher songs, Half-Breed. It really spoke to me.
We are not... ethnically PC here today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to pardon us. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.